Hey, you, my entrepreneurial friend. Of 10 years of running my coaching business, I am going to finally teach business. And of course, I'm going to teach business with human design. Because the thing that I've discovered over the last decade is that the way everyone else taught me to run a business didn't freaking work for me. So over this last decade, to create a multiple seven-figure business, I've broken all the rules. I have done everything my way. I have looked experts in the face and downright said no, all to create something I love with greater ease and flow that literally is changing the world. And the best part is it doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like I get to hang out with my best friends and I am having a huge impact on the planet at the same time. So if you own a business that you want to finally maybe start, grow, or even scale, then come and join me on the 9th of May to discover how your human design can create the most beautiful, authentic success for you. For all the details, follow the link in the show notes. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am super pumped and excited to have you here. I recorded another amazing interview this morning with Courtney Ostrowski. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So we will be hearing from her very soon, or at least you will be. And I've also got some awesome episodes coming up for you that I'm not going to give it away just yet, but needless to say, you're going to love them. Now, I did want to say that for any of all of you out there reaching out about unpacks with me, yes, you can still get them. So please, if you want to get an unpack done with me and have a massive breakthrough session, so we go through your entire design, unpack it, including incarnation cross, including the four transformations, that's the four arrows, then you want to get on it now, okay? Buy yourself an early Christmas present. Oh, and for the people who keep asking me about that, yes, you can gift them to other people as long as those other people 100% want to get a human design unpack done, okay? I don't want to work with anyone who's not really 100% in, because then they won't ever create the breakthroughs that they deserve, okay? So just wanted to put that out there. So today I've got a learning podcast for you. And later in the week, we've got a great interview coming your way as well. But today what I want to talk about is the emotional wave. Yeah, I know brothers and sisters out there that, like me, you live in the emotional wave. And I totally get that this is something that can be, like, it's so freeing when you discover that this emotional wave is something mechanical within you. However, there is also this part of you that goes, oh, wow, it's mechanical. It's in me. There's no getting away from it. So I know they were kind of like the two things that I came up against when I first started to understand my human design and my emotional wave. So let me start at the beginning. The emotional wave, what is it? Well, we are moving from a time, you've heard me talk about the new paradigm. So we're moving from a time in history where we have been governed by this splenic reactionary drive, okay? This is the way we've made decisions. We've come from a place of survival. You know, how can we evolve and survive as a human race? And what that's meant is that we have really been, you know, these in the moment reactionary beings. However, what we're doing is we're moving from this splenic, instinctual, survival-based decision-making to the solar plexus. Now, the solar plexus is all about spirit. It's all about feeling. It's emotions. You know, one of my favorite sayings is that we are our spirits having a human experience. And these spirits of ours want to experience the highs, the lows, and the in-betweens, not just the good bits, right? Believe it or not, because the ego, it wants to just enjoy the good bits. However, our spirit wants to enjoy the whole ride. So we're moving into the time where we're going to be more identified with taking time, by giving ourselves the space to find emotional clarity around things. Now, emotional clarity doesn't ever mean that you're going to have 100% clarity. I know, right? I often joke that I'm like, look, I'm 86% sure and that's enough. And as much as I say it as a joke, when you have a defined solar plexus, so you only have this wave or a wave consistently if you have a defined solar plexus, okay? Otherwise, you're experiencing other people's emotional wave. Don't mind Bailey in the background playing with his toys. So, as we move to this time where we are learning to create it or get our decisions from an emotional place, we're going from this spontaneous in the moment to slowing down. And as we slow down and let the emotional wave move through us, we get our clarity from feeling, okay? One of the great metaphors that you would have heard me use before and I use all the time is even if you think about in the short period of time between when the movie The Secret was launched and the manifestation talk we have now out there, we've moved from the thinking mind to the feeling to manifest, okay? So it's that same process. Now, the emotional wave, it is mechanical. What specifically does that mean? Well, it's mechanical in a way that there's no getting away from it. It's a mechanical thing that's moving through you. It's not an experience that you had that forced you into a high or forced you into a low. You're going to have the high or the low and the in-between, no matter the experiences you have, okay? And this is the thing I want you to understand, is it's not something happening to you, it's happening through you. And that mechanical piece is very much about what we need to understand is we can affect the highs and the lows and the in-betweens through either indulging in our emotions or suppressing our emotions, but we will never, ever, ever delete, stop, get rid of that emotional wave because it's in you. It's part of who you are. It's part of your energetic mechanics. Okay, so what I want you to understand is for you to really be at one with your emotional wave, I'm going to go through each wave so that you can really identify which one yours is, or you might have more than one. But the thing I want you to understand is the importance of having an emotional wave is to not identify with the thinking that is created in the times when you're in the highs or the lows, but B, you really have to be conscious not to indulge your emotions. So tell stories about, oh, poor me, and invest in victimhood, or if something, you know, has happened to you that you don't want more of, because ultimately when we're talking any sort of manifestation or growth, we only want to tell the stories we want more of. So if something shitty happens to you, you want to find that friend, you want to be in that space with that person that really supports you and loves you, tell them what shitty thing happened to you, tell them your fears, tell them your shame, tell them whatever those dark things are to make sure you don't repress it. And then you have to allow it to continue to move through you and let it go, okay? Don't overinvest. Do not invest in the poor me stories, in the negative, unresourceful mind stories, or, you know, unresourceful connection through drama or gossip or things like that. The other thing I want you to be aware of is you mustn't resist it. You know, same story. Go find that friend. Tell them how you feel, what happened. Make sure you allow that emotion to move through you. Because in both cases, if you don't try to manipulate the emotional wave, then you're not going to feel those real lows, and you're not potentially going to get stuck in those lows, because that's what can happen, is that you can spend way too much time in those lows, because what was once an emotion, it's become a feeling, and then a feeling has become a mood, and then it actually becomes a personality. It becomes who you are. So being conscious to hold that other beautiful quote, you know, like, this too shall pass, that you don't need to do anything to shift it or move it or change it or manipulate it. You have to allow it to move through you. You allow it to move through you without indulging yourself in emotions that you don't want more of. And you allow it to move through you by not resisting those emotions that you don't want to feel. You must just allow that emotion to flow through you. So really, the most important thing, if you have a defined solar plexus, is to learn to allow your wave to be as it is. Allow it to move through you. The more you allow it to move through you, the more you're going to find that the actual wave itself will not be so extreme and potentially challenging. Okay, so what I want to tell you, what I want to teach you. Now I want to teach you all about the four different waves that we have, okay? Now, how do we know? How do we know that we have an emotional wave anyway? So what you're looking for is if you have a defined, so a colored in solar plexus, which is the triangle on the right-hand side of your chart, if you have a black, red, or black and red channel that goes from that solar plexus, like that line, to either the throat, the will center, or the sacral or root center, then you have an emotional wave. Okay, that means that you have a consistent and reliable access to your solar plexus and whatever the other center it's connected to, and it also means that you have consistent and reliable access to your specific wave. Okay, now the waves themselves, some are more subtle, some are more significant. And as I introduce you to them now, just feel into it. Like, what resonates? That same question I keep saying, what resonates for you? What is true for you? Because once you can identify it and really learn to understand how to support it almost, then you will notice that you have a much more resourceful relationship with your emotional wave. I know I sure did, for sure. Okay, so there's four different waves, okay? And within those four waves, there is there's seven channels, okay? Because we'll start with the first one. So the source of all wave mechanics, okay? It's the number one wave is called the source of all waves. And this is the channel 59-6. The 6 is in the solar plexus, the 59 is in the sacral. And this is ultimately, this wave is all about intimacy and bringing two together to make another, okay? This is literally called the channel of mating, but it's very much about creating the intimacy between two people to create a baby. Now, this is very much a metaphor, okay? So it births a lot of new things into life. But ultimately, this wave, which is kind of like, this is one that's probably not, it's more subtle. So it's a gentle sort of up and plateau, up and plateau, up and plateau. And the up is when a good connection is made. And then over time, it will kind of plateau, and then the next connection is made, and it will gently rise up again. And the connection is made through things like, or themes of need, passion, desire, that come up when we're talking about human connection. Okay, so if you have this wave, it's probably feels more stable than some of the others. And it's very much, the theme here is about human connection. All right. Now the next one is the tribal wave. Okay. So it's in our tribal circuitry. And it's also, it's got this theme of need because the channels that it integrates or the channels that it covers is the 1949 and the 3740. Okay, so the 3740 goes from the Will Center, the 40, and then the solar plexus, which is the 37. And then the 49 is in the solar plexus and the 19 is in the root center. So this has a theme of need. You know, the 1949 is very much about, you know, even to the point where we, this channel holds like nutrition, food, feeding, that sort of thing. It's also, there's kind of like, taking care of, really taking care of the tribe and growing them. The 3740 is about providing for the tribe, bringing the community together, like going away, like working and then coming back and providing. I've worked, I've provided, here you go. So very much bringing together, I think it's even called the two become one, or the point is the 40 is that aloneness, the 37 is that family, and it's that dance between creating resources for the community. Now, this tribal wave is about physical connection, okay? It's about touch. It's about the sensitivity to needs. So this wave is the ratchet, okay? So you would have potentially heard me talk about this because this is the one that I have. And the way the ratchet works is it goes something triggers you and then you sort of relax back. And then it triggers you again and it's a little bit of more of a reaction and then you relax back. But then on the third time, let's say, you get triggered and it's an explosion, okay? Now, what I want you to understand, if you have this is not a subtle wave, take it from me. And if you have this is really like you get agitated and you try to sort of almost pop, you know, like move on. You try to like not let it affect you until ultimately whatever that trigger is, you explode, okay? And once the explosion's been done, and that could be crying, that could be yelling, that could be anything. It's like it's a release, a big release of emotion. And then what happens is it's almost like a reset. One way that you can really soothe the impact of this explosion is really to understand that this is very much a theme of that physical intimacy. This is a wave that often needs, you know, when the explosion is happening or potentially in the, excuse me, the little triggers, this is, without being patronizing, I will say, this is a design that it needs physical touch to help it ground again. You know, for me, I grew up in a family, although I felt loved, there was no tactile cuddles, hands being held or anything like that. So I would really shut down all my emotions. Now as an adult, I think it's, you know, the way we've evolved, even in my relationship, let's say, Justin just looks at me and he knows, he's like, oh, you need a cuddle. You know, like he knows that I don't need him to do anything, but I do need that physical touch. The other thing I've identified for me is that the ratchet can also be a time where, you know, I might have been in my masculine a lot, doing lots of, you know, business building. And it's a time where I have an explosion and it's almost because I'm trying to get back into my feminine. So that's my experiment with this. But this is very much about, you know, that physical touch, the physical connection, you know, using a calming hand or an arm just to let that person know that you're there for them. All right. So the individual wave comes under the channels, the 3955 and the 2212. Okay. Now this is all, the theme here is passion. Okay. This is very much about, a wave that will express itself through, you know, the mood, you know, melancholy, moodiness, emotions, or passion. You know, this is something that it's a wave that kind of goes steady, then it peaks, then it comes back down to the steady, then it drops, then it comes back up and it is steady, and then it peaks. And the peaks themselves, these are the times where you want to be super conscious, because if you think about, okay, the 39.55 is very much about, like the productivity or the physical, that root center, the fuel to poke at emotion, poke at spirit. The 55 is all about, you know, spirit and experiencing or calling forth spirit from self and others, you know. And the 22.12 is the 22.12 is all about, you know, this channel is actually called the social being. This is really about being in the group and communicating how you feel or moving people with your words. Now, both of these channels really, and this wave, what you need to be conscious of is, when do I need time alone? You know, like these peaks and these troughs, they're going to turn up when you potentially need time alone. Because if you're not taking the time you need, you're going to be really, the passion that you're communicating or the passion that you're feeling is going to be more melancholic. It's going to be, you know, a low. And that's super fine. Like, that is super, super fine, because you're a spirit that wants to experience all of this. But you don't want to get trapped in it. You know, go back to that place where this is a very emotive wave with that passion. And they actually, you know, you really want to talk about your emotions and share your emotions and, you know, really provoke emotion in other people. So being conscious that you want to pay attention to the times when you want to share this part of you. And then perhaps there's going to be times where you really want to be on your own, you know, you want to be alone to feel the feels or to let that move through you. Really being on your own team, not to force yourself to be in a group, especially that 22.12. Don't force yourself to be social. Don't force yourself to be, you know, in these places when you're feeling that the mood's just not there for it. So supporting yourself to be, you know, spending some time to create some inner peace or do something that you love to do, and allowing that wave to move through you. Okay, so then we have the fourth wave, which is the abstract wave, okay? Now, remember, abstract is all about experience. So that we've got the 36, 35, the 36 in the solar plexus, 35 in the throat. Then we have the 41, 30. 41 is in the root center and the 30 is in the solar plexus. Now, these are all about experience, okay? And this wave really activates through desire and feelings, okay, that move like peaks and valleys. So it's a little bit more of a flowing rhythmic as opposed to that, the sharp peaks and troughs of perhaps the last one we spoke about. So it kind of just almost ebbs and flows, if that makes sense. Now, the way that this ebb and flow works is let me just take a step back a bit. So we've got the 36, 35, the 41, 30, all about experience, okay? Now, specifically with the 35, 36, we are talking about new beginnings and experiences, like through crisis, through adversity. Like the 35 is, they want to start over. They want to do something new. But that often comes through friction, through crisis that's like, you know, I have to start over. And the 36 is communicating the lessons learned, communicating the experiences. The 41, 30 is very much about being able to see the possibility of the future. Like, there's fantasy is a word that's used a lot in here. And the 30 really wants to experience emotion. Now, you have all of this experience energy in there, but what's really important about this wave and what kind of drops this wave from a peak to a trough, or, you know, almost for it to crash, is when an experience is entered into with an expectation, okay? And that expectation is not met. This wave will literally just drop off, like drop, crash, all right, with those unmet expectations. It's really important for this energy is that the experience is for the experience sake. That if you go into something, that pay attention, set an intention of who you want to be, as opposed to what's the outcome you want to achieve. Because if you get to a point where you're attached to an outcome, then it's gonna in this wave, you're gonna crash. So as you go into new experiences or seeing even possibilities, you know, this 40, 41, 30 is all about seeing these possibilities for the future. Be sure not to attach yourself to outcomes and be, you know, setting the intention of who you want to be, who you want to become in your being, not in your doing. And it's going to really support you in this wave. All right, beautiful humans, that is all the waves, the emotional waves. And as I said, the big thing for you to understand is not to indulge in what you don't want. Like, don't tell more stories of what you don't want. Only tell the stories of what you do want. And that's not just a wave thing. That's an all human thing. And play around, experiment, discover what really works for you. Now that you know how your emotional wave works, you know, like, are you setting expectations on outcomes and you're just crashing because you're not meeting them? Or are you constantly provoking an argument just because you want to cuddle? You know, pay attention, do the experiment, and you will really find your ability to move through these waves and with these waves so, so good. And you'll be able to really see what the wave's trying to teach you, show you, hold space for, to get you to a place of emotional clarity, get you to a place where, you know, I've felt all of these things and now I know within me, now that I've taken the time to allow my wave to be and to learn my lessons and to experience these experiences and have these intimate connections and express myself within the group. Now I know I have emotional clarity. I can get to that place. I can take this next step. It feels in alignment. You didn't think it, you felt it. You went through a process. You went through a wave. And through that wave became the clarity. Okay, peeps, I trust that all makes sense. If you ever have any questions, you know what to do. Just reach out on Instagram I think that's it now. I don't really do the LinkedIn thing anymore. So if anyone else is out there listening on LinkedIn, sorry about that. And if you have any other questions, just let me know. Thanks, everyone. Have an awesome day. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.